Welcome to the Next Level Social Podcast. I'm your host, Ayla Sorachuk, and my purpose is to help female entrepreneurs create businesses and brands through social media and online marketing so they can start to attract their ideal client and start generating the leads, the sales, and the income that they deserve. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and start showing up online like the unstoppable entrepreneur that you are, then this is the perfect place for you. Let's get social. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Next Level Social Podcast. I am your host, Ayla, and in case you are brand new here, I thought I should just reintroduce myself because I don't really do that very often. I guess we have the intro, but like I never jive and reintroduce myself here. So my name's Ayla, in case you missed that, and I'm a multiple six-figure, almost seven-figure online business coach who works with female entrepreneurs wanting to package up their expertise, grow and scale online using social media to build their brand and sell their spicy, magnetic offers. And so that's also what the Next Level Social Podcast is all about. This is what we talk about: growing, scaling, social, branding, business, mindset, big boss energy. That is what the podcast is all about. So if you are picking up what I am throwing down, make sure to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. We have YouTube videos on there and on Spotify now, or wherever you listen to your podcast. It's the Next Level Social Podcast. And be sure to also follow me on social media. It's at Ayla Sorachuk, at AYLASORACHUK. So I can see who's tuning in. And if you end up even finding today's episode valuable for you or someone else that you know, whether that's maybe someone on your team, someone in your network, I would be so honored if you took a screenshot and shared it on your stories, tagging me at Ayla Sorachuk. It helps me and the podcast more than you know. And like I said, I just like to see who's tuning in, connect with you on there. This community means everything to me and you mean everything to me. So would love to see you on there. Now, oh my goodness, I am pumped. You guys, I am pumped to be back on the podcast. This is my first official episode of 2024. The last week's episode was recorded in 2023. So this is the first time I am on the mic. We don't have video today. We're just jiving with the mic. My team had a lot going on. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to kick it back old school and just me and the mic and you and just pump it out there. And so, hello. Welcome to 2024. How is it going so far? Are you loving it? Or is it already kicking you in the ass? I'm definitely curious to know. I always find the beginning of a new year so interesting. There is definitely, there's a new energy, there's a new vibe, which can be fun and exciting, but it can also be super overwhelming. This essence, there's an essence and there's like a new pressure in the air. We see all that new year, new me, question mark, like getting fit, claiming goals, hiring mentors, getting sober, dry January is what you're going to be diving into in a minute here. And it can be a lot, especially in the online space. It can be really overwhelming. We're seeing, you know, everyone's highlight reels from the year before. Oh my God, I had a baby. I got married. I'm traveling. I hit all these milestones. Look at me, look at my life, hit of dopamine, but also it's a lot. And we're also hearing everyone protesting all of their New Year's resolutions and all of their big plans, which is exciting. It is, it really is. But on the flip side, like I said, it can be a lot. So I'm checking in. How are you? And are you okay? And how are you really? Tell me, come and talk to me. Send me a DM. I want to know because it's a lot. And so today's episode is kind of touching on this a little bit with the New Year vibe, but it's going to be a little different in full transparency than normal, straight up, you know, the podcast. We have a lot of business advice and mindset and, you know, a lot of tactical stuff. I am switching up this episode as we head into 2024 and testing something out a little bit. And I'm going to tell you and share with you how I'm doing, how I'm really doing. Because I feel like that is the vibe for 2024. Transparency, authenticity. We are just diving into all of this energy this year. And so I want to share with you a little bit. I'm diving into a little bit of a recent lifestyle switch I've made, if you will. If you follow me on social media, I have been sharing my journey over the last month or so on deciding to try out being quote unquote sober curious. I don't know. This was a term that was completely new to me. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but essentially means being curious about being sober. Not meaning that I have a drinking problem or that you have a drinking problem, just trying life without drinking, because we are a culture that drinking is very prominent, which we're going to talk about. And so for the last 31 days, I have completely cut alcohol out of my life, specifically over the holidays. So I kind of want to talk about this. I want to have an open and honest and real conversation on why I decided to do this, my thoughts and my overall plans around alcohol moving forward. I also, this last weekend, went to a breathwork and hypnotic therapy session over the weekend. So I want to dive into what that experience was like for me and my overall thought process on this year, really getting deep and diving inward to really go upward, both in business and my personal life. So I think that you'll get a lot of takeaways out of my experience. And I want to share with you my word of the year. I know that we did this in my mastermind this last week. I had everyone, all of the girls, all of the female entrepreneurs share a word of the year that they want to embody and bring into 2024. So I want to share my word with you and what that means for me. And of course, last but not least, we'll sum it up with giving you a quick update on where I want and where I'm going to be taking the business this year and some goals that I have for 2024. So a little bit different, a little bit more personal, but also, of course, there's going to be lots of key takeaways and golden nuggets for you that I hope you can apply not just to your personal life, but of course, your business. So does that sound good? Are you ready? Should we just do the damn thing? All right, so let's rip the Band-Aid off and just in full transparency, like, this is not something that I'm abundantly comfortable talking about and sharing about. In fact, I'm a little nervous right now. This is me being vulnerable with you. I don't know. I'm kind of like feeling a little shaky and nervous just even as we dive into this. So bear with me if I need to, you know, just, I guess, have grace with me. That's what I want to share. But I think it's an important conversation. I know it is. It is for me too. For specifically, see, I'm already starting to mumble. Look what's happening. I'm getting nervous. Don't often see this side of Ayla. So this is good. We're getting uncomfortable. We're getting comfortable being comfortable. All the things I protest to you. So, okay, let's just dive into it. Bear with me. Let's talk about me getting sober curious. So first and foremost, I want to be abundantly clear. I am in no way judge anyone who drinks. I am not a sober advocate. I am only speaking to my personal experience and my personal journey and relationship with alcohol here. And I'm also not saying that, for now anyways, that I'm never going to have a drink again. All I know is that I'm taking a pause. I want to share with you why, what brought me to this, and some things that I've learned over the last 30 days that I actually had no idea about, that I think more people need to be aware about. But girl, everyone has their own journey with alcohol. And that's also something that I'm realizing and learning too. We all have, you know, highs and lows and traumas and all of these different things. So everyone's in a different phase in their lives. And if you would have told me 30 days ago that I would never have had a drink over the holidays, making Christmas cookies and baking with my mom, like, I would have said, you're crazy. But here we are. And so this is like a judgment-free zone area and podcast. And so I hope that can be reflective on the other side of the mic too, as I am sharing my experience. So what brought all of this on? Because it is pretty random. Like I said, if you know me, you know your girl has always loved a glass of, you know, Pinot Grigio on a night out with her gal pals, or a fancy red wine cooking in the kitchen with listening to Frank Sinatra. Like, that has been my MO. That has always been who I am. I wouldn't say necessarily I had a problem ever with drinking either. I've always just socially drank. But with that being said, we're going to get into that. That also can be a problem whether we know it or not. It's just, drinking has always been a cultural component within my family. My mom's side they're Scottish. They're born in Scotland, and we even own a Scottish pub. My aunt and uncle own a Scottish pub in Saskatchewan, a pub that my parents used to also co-own with them. And everyone in my family, it's kind of a tradition. At one point in time, we all worked there. In fact, my husband and I met at this pub and worked there for multiple summers in a row while I was in university. So the pub environment and the drinking, partying environment has always been embedded into my family ever since I can remember. My parents were having drinks, celebrating with my aunts and my uncles, and would be up to all hours of the night, and me and my brother would be under the table at weddings and they'd be partying. Like, that's just kind of how it always has been. Drinking just has always been there for me in my environment, casually and socially. But recently, I just felt like I started leaning on it a little bit more than usual, if I'm being fully transparent with you. I felt like once or twice a week was becoming more like 3 or 4 times a week. And I was like excited for a Friday to have a glass of wine and almost like thinking like, okay, I'm so excited. Like, let's just get through this and this. And then I can open up a bottle of rosé or, you know, I'm so, like, it was just becoming something like, and I am also like, I like to be in control. And when something starts to feel like it's having control over me, I don't love that feeling. And this was starting to happen. And so that was happening. And I also was finding that I was feeling foggier, more foggy than normal, especially after a night of drinking, whether that was one glass of wine or any night I'd have drinks, really, whether it was one glass of wine or 4 glasses of wine. I was feeling foggy, and I was also starting to feel really low the next day. I was more anxious than normal. I had guilt around drinking or missing, you know, something important because I was drinking, like working out. That was a big one. Like, if I had too many glasses of wine the next day, I wouldn't have the energy to work out. And then I would feel guilty for not working out. And it was like becoming a spiraling effect of me. And I was beginning to feel like it was something that no longer felt balanced in my life. And I think also there was a moment this summer, again, I don't know if I'm going to keep all of this in there. This is very vulnerable for me, but something that this summer, it bothered me. My goddaughter was living with us, my little niece, Artek, who is 6 years old, and she's just like the love of my life. We're super close, and she was living with us over the summer, and for whatever reason, she was talking to me about me and telling me all the things about me that she notices. She's like, I know that Auntie loves working, she loves playing basketball, she loves fashion, and she likes drinking wine. And I was like, I remember her saying this to me, and at first, like, it was funny. We kind of like all giggled about it, and it was like, ha ha ha, Auntie likes drinking wine, like da da da. But then the more that I thought about it and it sat with me, I was like, I didn't think that's not actually funny. That's actually not something that I want my 6-year-old niece to know of me, that I, like, Auntie does this. She's this big boss and she makes money and she has all these clients and she likes fashion and she likes drinking wine. Like, that is not something that I want my 6-year-old niece to describe me of. That's just me. And so that was also, all of these little things just started to kind of like tally up into my brain. And so, but at this point still, like, it's a summer, like, there's no way I'm not having drinks by the fire on a Friday night with the family. And, you know, it's patio season and we're golfing. And the only reason I go golfing is to drive the caddy and have drinks. Like, this is kind of the vibe in my family and in my friendships and in the culture that I'm currently living in. I don't know if you can relate to this or not, but I think many of us can relate to this because, well, we'll get to it more, but we're conditioned to from a young age and from society and the government and all the things. I digress. We'll talk more about that soon. But at this point, it was just like, it was peppered into my brain, but it wasn't something that I was like, all right, this has to change, or I'm making a shift. Not even close. So fast forward a few months later to December 10th, I guess it is. And I actually got hit with a really bad flu where I honestly couldn't keep anything down for 3 days. It was horrible. But at the same time, if you know, you get really sick with the flu, it's kind of like a cleanse. Like, everything leaves your body, every drink, every food, everything. And after that, I had this flu, I had this cleanse, so I was like getting really clean. And after the sickness, I actually felt good for a second. I was like, I felt like I got rid of like sugars and just, I, you know, any alcohol, because I had my girl's wreath party the night before. And then my mom was actually over, and we were kind of talking about this, and she ended up telling me, she's like, you know what, Ayla, I don't think I'm going to drink over the holidays. I don't feel like having any family drama, because in our family anyways, I guess if you can relate, whenever there's family drama that happens, 99% of the time drinking is involved in one shape or form, especially over the holidays when things are stressed and there's all this stuff happening. And so she's like, I'm just like not in the mood for family drama. And I just want to wake up feeling refreshed. I want to be really present this season. Like, I don't think I'm going to have drinks over the holiday. And if you know my mom and I, we're two peas in a pod. We do everything together, including, you know, happy hour shopping dates whenever we get the chance. Like, we love to have a good time together. It's kind of something that we do. And so I told her, I was really proud of my mom, actually, in making this decision. And I was like, you know what, mom? Like, I will do the same. I know that we spend so much time together, and I'm so proud of you. I want to support you on this journey. Like, I won't drink over the holidays either to make it easier for you, mom. And so I made that commitment, honestly, to my mom. And then the next thing you knew, I was, you know, diving into podcasts and books and YouTube channels all about drinking and all about alcohol and culture, you name it. Like, whenever I get a bee in my bonnet and I'm interested in something and I'm diving, whether it's fitness, whether it's business, whether it's whatever it is, like, I dive all in. And so I got like very Ayla-esque about it. And I ended up purchasing this book that I was following some account on social media. It was as an advocate for not drinking or something over the holidays. And she recommended this book. And it's called Quit Like a Woman, The Radical Choice to Not Drink in a Culture Obsessed with Alcohol by Holly Whittaker. I will leave a link for this book in the show notes. If this is something that you are even remotely a bit curious about, I highly recommend it. And I got this book, and to be honest, I just started to spiral in a good way and in a bad way. The book shook me up pretty hard to a lot of things surrounding alcohol, and it's been a journey, to say the least, the last 31 days. And again, I do not want this podcast episode to be on why you should or shouldn't drink. This is just my own personal journey and what I am learning in real time as I'm going through it right now. And you on this podcast, you're important to me. I feel like we have such a close relationship, even though I can't see you or hear you. I feel like you're in my living room right now, and we're just having a drink of tea or coffee. And so I'm just trying to keep it real and raw and honest. And I'm also trying to be helpful, because I wish that I would have had somebody speak about this to me, you know, a while ago. So I'm on this journey and I'm reading this book. And what I've learned is that alcohol is not only so bad and harmful and damaging to us, mind, body, and soul, but it's also just straight poison. Like, it's actually ethanol, like rocket fuel ethanol that is in cleaners and, you know, toxic things. And it doesn't leave our system for 4 days. Even if it's just one glass of wine or one beer or one cocktail, that alcohol, it takes 4 days for the body to actually cleanse it and for the liver to go into overdrive and for the liver to only focus solely on the alcohol and nothing else in your body that's toxic. And it's just really causing so much damage that I did not know or even realize, because, well, we're not told to, or we're not taught about it. And in fact, it's the opposite. We are pushed to drink, celebrated to drink, convinced that drinking is part of our everyday norms. We turn 18, guess what? We get to drink. Turn 21, gotta hit up Vegas to go drink. Hey, it's your birthday, you better drink. Anniversary, drink. Stressed, drink. Depressed, drink. These is in movies and shows and culture and magazines and social media. And we're told and we're encouraged that drinking is the answer, whatever it is that we have going on in our personal lives, in our business life. And guess what? Drinking actually isn't the answer. And what I am learning and what I'm discovering is that, in fact, especially for me, it's the opposite. It chemically destroys our brains and disrupts our sleep patterns and leads to 7 different cancers. 3 million people a year die solely from alcohol. It creates anxiety and depression. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I totally understand this is a lot of information right now and can be overwhelming and scary. Like, when I was reading and digesting all of this, I was like fully having like panic attacks, because I'm like, holy crap, what have I been doing to my mind and my body the last frick 20 something years? Like, and you know, it's a lot of information to take in. So I'm not going to keep going on and on and on. Again, this is my own journey and my own experience. If you want to learn more, there's so many. This book was what I've been learning. So it's definitely something that I think that you should read, whether or not you have a relationship with alcohol or want to continue having a relationship with alcohol. And I'm just sharing all of this because honestly, I had no idea. I always knew that alcohol wasn't great for us, but I thought it was like, I didn't think that one drink was bad for us. I thought you had to, like, it's when you consumed a lot, where you got hangovers and you were like, it was only bad if you were drinking, if you were like a full-fledged alcoholic, right? And couldn't, and were drinking like every single day, all day. That's what I thought was bad. Like, but what I'm learning is that it's not great for us. And I always used to think like everything in moderation, including moderation. This has been my saying, but, and it's been my own, but my MO, but what I'm learning is, guess what? The more I learn and dive in, the more I realize that this substance really just isn't something anyone should ever drink ever. So yeah, it's a lot. It's been a lot. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, this is a lot. And this is where I'm at right now. And I'm going to continue to learn and share my journey here and there on this. And guess what? It's a journey. It's breaking patterns. It's leaning into other things. It's feeling all of the feels and actually dealing with my emotions, my stresses, my highs, my lows with me, myself, and I, and nothing else. And again, I'll leave the book that I'm reading in the show notes if this is something that you're curious to learn more about. And I think you should, honestly. I think it's important for us to always be open to new perspectives and ideas and to always be learning in every aspect of life and to business, whether you're drinking or you're a non-drinker, whether you want to continue drinking socially, anyways, always, never. It's an eye-opener for sure. It's an eye-opener on marketing, the media. It's an eye-opener on our culture, big pharma, money, health, business. It all plays a role. So I think it's important to just have your eyes open in one way, shape, or form. And it's a role that I for sure turned a blind eye to because it's all I knew. And it's not my fault, and it's not anyone's fault. But if you're listening to this podcast now, you maybe know that, and maybe you do know all of this, and maybe I am just waking up and I'm like way behind, because I know a lot of my friends are non-drinkers, and it was just something I'm like, oh, good for you, like, awesome, that's your choice. Like, I never really questioned them and asked why. Maybe I should have. So yeah, stay tuned on what the future holds for me around all of this. Like I said, and I've said many times, this is my personal journey. And I've realized that everyone has a journey with alcohol, and it's their own. And I don't judge anyone, and I don't even judge myself. It's definitely not something that I'm proud of, but I've given myself grace. Like, I really have, even though I'm sweating right now sharing all of this in full transparency. But for some reason, I felt called to, whether it's just to open the mind and the eye for one other person, or maybe, you know, if I'm being honest, whether it's to hold myself accountable to you and to myself after speaking publicly about it, right? Like, there's no going back now. Hey, you know, and again, I'm not saying that I was like had a full alcohol problem. Absolutely not. But I could definitely see it turning into something if I continued, you know, on the path that I was going. And I'm just glad that I, you know, had an eye-opening experience, and I'm learning more, and I'm grateful for all of the resources that are out there, the podcasts and books and accounts. And yeah, and I'm not quite sure yet what the future holds, but I can't wait to keep learning and finding out and sharing. And for now, what I do know is that I'm loving feeling clear, and I'm loving feeling more energized and fully present. That's really fun and exciting. Not waking up with a headache after a night out with my girlfriends has been cool. And I just like testing my mind and body in new challenges. And this is something that I'm going to continue to do. Like, this is one challenge that I'm kind of facing and triumphing. But next, I really want to work on my fitness. And next, I want to level up in certain aspects of business. Like, there's always a new mountain and a new feat to fight. And that's what keeps us evolving. That's what, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're an avid subscriber of the Next Level Social Podcast, like, you're big and bold and you're entrepreneurial and you're fierce. And so I'm excited to see what the future holds for me, and I'm excited to see what the future holds for you. All right, so that is that. So speaking of this new journey of healing and diving inwards, that is the vibe this year. If you're not picking up that is the vibe. And I'm really leaning into just doing all the things to get really clear and to heal. And by the way, my word for 2024 is clarity. This is my word, clarity in both business and my personal life, which is another reason why drinking is something I really want to continue not doing for the time being, because I want my mind and my body to be as clear as possible so I can gain clarity on everything else. The clearer that I feel like I am, the more I'm going to be able to show up and create and leave impact for you. That I know for sure. And that is always my why and what keeps me going and what I come back to. So anyways, I digress. Back to what I was speaking to, which was the breath work session that I did last weekend. This was definitely something out of my comfort zone again. All the things uncomfortable this year, but it really was such a powerful experience. We were in this yurt in the middle of nowhere. It was warm and cozy. It smelled amazing. They had incense burning. There was a fire burning. Everything was perfect. Everything was like supposed to be perfect anyways. Everything except, of course, my freaking mind and my brain. So the breathwork session started, the music was playing, and I would say for about the first, I don't know, 20, maybe even 30 minutes, I was planning our freaking Banff retreat schedule in my brain. I was thinking, planning. This person should do this. I was not present. I was fully somewhere else, not in the moment. And this is typical, by the way, for me with anything like this. I've done breath work. I've done meditation. I've done hypnosis, therapy. You know, you name it, I have tried it all. I'm very open to new experiences, but it is challenging for me to turn off the noggin. So that was like the first 30 minutes of it. And I was like, oh, great. Another, you know, this wasn't a cheap event either. I was like, another, you know, whatever, wasted. But then all of a sudden, Catherine, one of the amazing leaders, said to us, okay, we're halfway through. This is your moment to surrender. This is why you came here. It's time to dive deep. And then something just switched. I don't know if it was her words or the change in music. I don't know if they put us under some like hypnotic kind of, you know, spell. But all of a sudden, my brain stopped. It stopped planning. It stopped thinking for freaking once. And then all of a sudden, I started to surrender and I started getting visions. I saw myself as a small girl. I saw myself as a 3-year-old walking in high heels down the street. I saw myself 10 years old playing in our treehouse, and I was there. This version of myself was there talking to that version of myself, telling her things that I wish I had known then, that I know now, telling her that I am enough and I am strong and I was born to lead. And the only way I was ever going to be able to really evolve into who I was born to be was by doing the one thing that I know I had to do, which not quite ready to share here on the podcast, but it was something that was powerful for me. And I also saw myself holding a baby. Oh, it like makes me emotional to think about. But that's when I like fully broke in the session. And it was me there, you know, standing with my own daughter. And it was powerful and it was deep. I was a bawling mess. And it was such a release, and it really did start off my year, giving me such profound clarity. And I'm sharing this because I know that this is just the beginning of my healing journey, and I can't wait to continue to learn more and to share with you also, and to encourage you to do the same. Because the thing is, like, we all have healing to do. We have traumas to fix and to uncover. And the only way that we're going to be able to rise and to show up into the most powerful versions of ourselves as business owners and wives and mothers and mentors and friends is by doing the deep, inner, uncomfortable healing work. And so that's what this experience was all about for me. It's about the evolution. It's about the change and the shift in perspective of who I am as a boss and who I am as a woman living and breathing, pun intended, in this world. So yeah, the winter break there was a lot of shifts for me, but ones that I'm super excited for. So thank you for listening and giving me space to open up like this. Like I said, this episode is a lot different than what you're used to hearing from me on the mic, and it's not easy for me. But even if this episode touches one person who needs it, that's worth it to me. All right. What's up for 2024 in my world? Okay. I am going to pull up my doc. Also, this was all off the cuff today as well. I did have no notes. The only notes I have is for what's up for 2024. And guess what? Things on this sheet may change. They may evolve. And that's okay for me. And that's also okay for you if you have a list of goals for Q1 or a list for all of 2024. And by, you know, halfway through, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. That's all good. That is also the point. We are living, breathing humans. We are changing and evolving, and things in our businesses might as well. But things for me up next for 2024. So we have our freaking Banff Content Immersion Retreat happening literally next week. I am so excited for this retreat. We have, I think there's 13 of us between the students that had signed up, and then we have some amazing content creators coming to help support us in navigating these content retreat shoots in Banff. It is going to be 3.5 days, 4 days really, but of just amazing content. We are in the thick of planning and scheduling and executing. There's so many moving parts. This is something that I've partnered with my sister-in-law, Jillian Wolchuk, on, and this is our second one. Our first content immersion retreat we did in Tulum. So this is our second one. We're doing a Winter Wonderland Banff vibe shoot. And we have the women that are coming are straight fire magic bosses, and we're doing full brand shoots, y'all. So that is 24 is starting off with a bang right away here. We're going into that. And so that's the first thing. January is like really focused on that for me. And then after that, I have a few things. I want to hire my first full-time employee. Right now, I have a handful of contractors that help me with a handful of different tasks in my business that I delegate certain things to. But I know that I need to take my own advice and find somebody that is with me more consistently. And so stay tuned on more details on what this looks like, what this role looks like. I think it's going to be a bit of a unicorn role. I need some content, some back end stuff, some systems. But I definitely know that I'm ready for my right hand, which is super exciting and also nerve-wracking. But I know that is what I need this year to really take my business to where I want it to go. I am also leaning way more into long form content, long form video content, really diving into the YouTube channel. We have started gracefully over there by recording episodes of the podcast and uploading there, but I really want to make exclusive, unique YouTube video content. So vlog, lifestyle stuff, some more long term educational videos over there. So that is something that you're going to see up in 2024 from Ayla Inc. I also want to do more podcasts. I would love to pump out 2 podcasts a week. I really want content is the name of the game. And long form macro pieces of content is the focus for me. And then breaking that content up into micro pieces of content, blogs, you know, shorts, videos, reels, clips, you name it. I want to go all in on content. I also want to lean into scaling and scaling even further than what I have. I mean, I have my incredible offer suite and lots of revenue streams and recurring revenue, but I want to take it one step further with finally launching my own membership. I also want to automate even further all of my self-study courses, and I want to launch a new mastermind. I want to launch a 100K plus figure earner mastermind, a high level exclusive 6-month to 12 month mastermind, and I can't wait to officially do that. So stay tuned for more details on that. And then I also want to be speaking. I want to speak at events. I want to get myself known. I want to go global, baby. Like, this is going to be a big year. I can feel it. I have big plans. I'm clearer than ever, and I'm excited to execute. And then finally, we're scaling to 1 million this year. Last year was 500,000. And so I want to double it on the revenue number side of things. And I know it's possible. I know how it's possible. And so I just have to execute and hold myself accountable and put the things into place that I know need to happen. And I'm ready. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. And that's always where the good shit happens, baby, right? If you're not nervous, you ain't ready. I say this all the time to my clients. So I'm saying it to myself today and to you. All right, I think I'm going to leave it there. again, thank you for listening to the podcast if you're still here today and for giving me the space to be open and vulnerable to you. If you found this episode valuable in any way, shape, or form, I would be so grateful and honored for you to share it with your communities or share it with someone that might need to hear it. Tag me always. And make sure to check out the show notes. I will leave a link to the book that I'm reading, and then I'll also leave links to how you can get inside my world this year if you're desiring mentorship in any way, shape, or form. Right now, we have the Next Level Social Mastermind. We have a couple spots open in there, so applications are open. Of course, one-on-one mentorship is primarily full, but you can always apply and get on the wait list there. Lots of self-study courses, whole bunch of different ways to enter my world in now if you desire to. Okay, queen, have the best freaking day. Happy friggin' New Year. And I cannot wait to see what 2024 has for you and for me. And I can't wait to be on the ride and on the journey with you. All right, until next week. Love you. Take care. Hey, love. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. It truly means the world to me to have your support. It is my mission to help as many female entrepreneurs and business owners as I possibly can. So if you found support or guidance in any way into today's episode, the best way you can show me your love in return is by simply screenshotting this episode and sharing it on social media with you and or your team. Or even better, you can always leave me a review on whichever platform you're tuning in from. I will be reading every single one. And don't forget, if you're looking for additional support, you can always reach me on Instagram at AylaFrieda, that's AylaFrieda, or you can learn more about me, my coaching services, or all my amazing freebies at www.aylasorochuk.com. That's AylaSorochuk.com. I can't wait to connect again next week. Bye, girl.